California Republicans are defending at least 7 seats in Congress this year that are top targets for Democrats hoping to retake control of the U.S. House. The state Republican Party held its convention in San Diego this weekend. Reporter Andrew Bowen with our colleague station KPBS in San Diego says the Republican Party is downplaying the possibility of an anti-Trump backlash.
You didn't see too many Make America Great Again hats at the convention this weekend, and attendees like Congresswoman Mimi Walters of Irvine were quick to acknowledge the tough road ahead.
Now, I have never seen the left in Orange County specifically be this energized, and I think it's because, you know, it's a midterm election and their party is not in power.
The president lost in Walters' district by more than 5 points, but the congresswoman left no doubt she's on Trump's side and would be glad to have him campaign in her district.
If the president wants to come out, I welcome him. None of those decisions have been made yet. Of course, it's very early. So we'll see what happens.
Retiring Congressman Daryl Issa, who represents San Diego and Orange counties, says Republicans should focus on the strong economy and their tax bill.
Because if it's about Trump and his tweets, we can have one set of discussions. But if it's Trump and his policies and accomplishments, I think the voters are going to be favorably inclined to say, you know what, this administration has done some things that previous administrations for decades didn't.
Much of the talk at the convention centered not on federal, but state issues, including an initiative to lower the state gas tax. The GOP is hoping that will turn out more conservative voters in November and help shield congressional Republicans from that energized Democratic base. In San Diego, I'm Andrew Bowen.